So it's a little bit difficult, this Gemara. It's interesting. I saw in Rekiva Eger, Chidushi Rekiva Eger, he asks a very basic question. And he gives no answer. Question is, according to Rav, who holds that it's Midin Pesach, right? And it's Midin Pesach. So what if you had the Mavoi that's very high? The walls of the Mavoi go up really high, and you put a lechi next to it. You put a lechi there. Right, all the Rishonim say a lechi definitely works. It's only the Kara that won't work. But if it's Mishum Pesach, so then why should the lechi work? If the dimensions of the Mavoi are greater than the Pesach of the Heichal. He gives no answer. I mean, Rav does not say, you have to realize, this whole Mishnah really is talking about, the focus, at least, Rav's discussion, this whole discussion of the Gemara is only about the Korah. It's not about Lechi at all. Right? It's only about the Korah. Because Yemait is the Korah. The whole thing of Esrim Amma is definitely only by the Korah. Some want to say the Rambam is mashma that the lechi won't work either, but everybody says that he can't mean that. but anyway, and the Gemara later on has a question about the lechi. Some say it's midin mechitza, some say it's midin heker, but it's not midin Pesach. In other words, what is the Korah doing? Is it a Pesach with the Korah, or is it not a Pesach? Is it a Pesach without the Korah, or is it not a Pesach without the Korah? Right? I mean, everybody holds that a lechi won't work on a pirtza. That's like a klal gadol. Wherever there's a shame pirtza, the mavoi won't work. Okay, pirtza is a breach. So you must say that this is not considered a pirtza, right? You must say it's a Pesach. Otherwise, even a lechi won't work. The unfixed opening, right? The natural opening of this mavoi cannot be a pirtza, because you cannot fix a pirtza with a korah or a lechi. You just can't. So that's what's a little bit paradoxical here. So everybody's going to really hold it is a Pesach. So then, what's the korah doing? If it's a Pesach already, even without the korah. So what is the Korah doing? Sounds like, from according to Rav, the Korah is making the Pesach. It's interesting also that Rashi in the Mishnah says flatly that the whole idea is Heker. Right? Doesn't say it's a Machlokas in the Gemara. It could be he's just telling you the Pesach according to the Maskana. But when it says Yemait, he says Taimim Mefarish B'Gemar. That's totally on the Machlokas. The Tam of Yemait is the question of, is it because of Heker, or is it because of Pesach? So he seems to be over there. Why doesn't he just say over there Yemait? Because higher than 20 is not a Heker. Right? Rashi is just taking the conclusion that we hold Heker and we don't hold Midin Pesach. So why on Yemait doesn't he just say, because Lamala Measrim Lo Shol Beyena. Case, in other words, now the Kiv Eger's case, the question is simple. He says, what does it mean? Let's say, what does it mean the Mavoi is Gavoa Lamala Measrim Amma? The Mavoi, plain shot is, let's say you have walls of your Mavoi that go up 40 Amas. Let's say the walls of the Mavoi go up that high. Right? So the space that the Mavoi is delineating is a space of 10 by 40. Right? Now, if that's bigger than any Pesach, that space doesn't allow the Shem Pesach. So then, how do you fix it with the Lechi? That's the question. In other words, if you would put the Korah... No, if you put the Korah, you could lower it. So you could say, okay, I'm sort of chopping off the... I'm sort of closing off the... In other words, you can say like this. You can learn that lowering the Korah works because you're limiting the Chalal, you're limiting the opening. Right, so then how could the lechi work when it doesn't limit the opening?
How does it not limit the opening?
Because the lechi is just a vertical. Well, doesn't lower the height.
Oh, meaning you're still going to have
an unlimited opening in the top. or at least as high as the walls of the Mavli itself are. No, because you could say it's a Pesach. You could say it's a Pesach by the dimensions, right? And now it's just now on a Pesach you need a Hecker, right? But if he's saying that's what's ambiguous over here. Is it the Pesach or is it not a Pesach? Yeah. Right, and then you have Mitnick's question that why don't you say it's Suras HaPesach will always work. Right. I mean, why is the height playing a role over here? I mean, in terms of nowhere else is height an issue. Whenever you're judging a break in a wall, it just goes by the distance from breach to breach. It doesn't matter how high it is. Normally it's the whole length of the wall. It's the whole height of the wall. You take a look at the Mishnah. Like, for instance, say with the Mishnah on Tesvav on the base. Shayara Shechonso Bika. So if you have a camp, a caravan that camps in the valley, Ikifua Clay Behema Metautlim Basofa. So you build a fence with the clay behema. Ubuvajie geder gavoa sartvachem velo yuhu pirtsus yiseros al habinyan. You can't have more empty space than filled space. Kol pirtsa shehi keeser amos muteras. So there's two rules. It has to have more substance than not. Right? And any individual open space can only be up to 10 amos. Why mipnei shehi kepesach? That's a klal. 10 amos is like a Pesach. Yes, and mikan asr. Rashi says, she mipnei shehi kepesach. Shehei be'omed. Okay, that's if there's omen ruah. Yeser mikan asura. Pirtza achas, oseres kol hekef. One pirtza breaks up the whole idea of the wall. Right? So, I mean, that's a klal. It's a klal. No one, I don't think they learned that. That's not a machlokas. That's not a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim based on Ulam and Heichal. You know what I'm saying? That has nothing to do. They don't learn that din of 10 amos from the Heichal. Let's take a look at this Tosas of here. Yeah, take a look at Tosas of here. Amar Abaye, right? On base. And he says, Mashma uli olam mi pesach ulam gomar amachshia. Right, that it's mashma from Abaye that according to Rav, there's the Rabbi Yehuda argues on the width also, right? In our Mishnah, so he says Dili olam mipesach ulam gomar. He's right. And according to Rav. That's where that is the same achlokas by the in the Mishnah and Tesvav. You're gonna have to have the same achlokas in the Mishnah and Tesvav. That the standard of a break of 10 amos is derived from, it would seem, from the Rabbanan, by the Rabbanan from Heichal, and by Rabbi Yehuda should be from Ulam. So therefore, the break should be 20 amos for Rabbi Yehuda always. So that raises the problem. Problem is the Gemara later on says even according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's only 13 and a third.
The width.
The maximum width you can have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not 20 amos. It's 13 and a third.
Where does he get that
from? Okay. So let's say this. Let's just say this for a moment. That everybody holds, really, the Mavoi has a Pesach. Right? The Mavoi really has a Pesach. That is something you cannot get away from. But it needs a takana. That's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we mentioned yesterday. That of course midoraisa, it's mutter for tiltal, right? We're not trying to make a. We're not trying to change the nature of the rishus, right? It's not like in the case on the Mishnah in Tezayin. If you had walls around an area and one spot had a break that's 20 amos wide, so you could put a Tzuras HaPesach here. Right, but that would actually be changing the whole nature of the makom. That would actually be creating a hekaf. Right. Over here, the mavoi has a din, either however you're going to learn, either Rosh Hashanah or it's Kamos. And the only thing is, so it has a heter tiltum midiraisa. The only thing is, you need a tikkun. You need a, there's a, because of the confusion between it and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that it's open right into, right? That's really what's unique about Mavli, that it opens directly into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, and it's used as a thoroughfare. So because of that, you need a takana. That's why Rashi says everybody really holds his hecker. There's no machlokas that there's an idea of hecker. There's definitely an idea of hecker. That's the whole idea, is to recognize that it's a different place. Mm-hmm. That's the essence of the whole idea. The only question is, by Korah, what is the form of hecker? You understand? The only question is, the only machlokas between Rav and who is Rav Nachman, right, according to the Rabbanon, whether it's Midin Pesach or Midin Heker itself, is Rav holds that the Heker is to, the very Heker is what? It's the Heker of Pesach. You understand?
Right.
Not just Heker, it's Heker of Pesach.
You mean of?
Meaning to say that you have that the takana is, the takana of Korah at least, is to create something that is to create something that expresses Pesach. If the Pesach is true, is here. There's no question the Pesach is here.
So that's because you really just need something that shows that this is a different place. And you
that's right.
By something like a lachi, or by showing it's really a different place through a Pesach.
That's right. So when he says the Korah is Mishum, is Midin Pesach, that doesn't mean it's not, there's not a Heker. I believe the Ritva says everybody really agrees. Even later on when he says it's Midin, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a din of Heker involved. So keep it simple, like this. So Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, the Rabbanan say it's Midin Pesach. What does that mean? It means that is the entity that you have to be that you have to create a heker of. In other words, in order to be Matir the Mavoi, you need a heker of Pesach to inform people that this is a different place. The natural Pesach won't help. You need a heker of Pesach. So therefore, when you're making the heker of Pesach with the Korah is a heker of Pesach, according to Rav. So then you have to go by the height of the Pesach that's in the paradigm. You don't need height for the actual Pesach. But since it's through reference, then you have to reference the height. It's not going to be a heker of ulam or a heker of heichal as a korah. The korah will not be a heker of ulam or heichal as a pesach. The pesach of ulam or heichal, unless it's within the height of that pesach itself. You know what I'm saying? No, that's just the according to Rav, there's no machlokas between Rav, between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe I misspoke. There's no machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in the concept. They're both agreeing that it's a heker of Pesach. It's just the machlokas of what the biggest Pesach is. The biggest Pesach that there is.
Isn't the way the heker works different according to them? That's
why Rashi was... No, I was saying that according to Rav Nachman, what would be my question on Rashi in the very beginning?
Yeah, I thought you were saying.
No, my question on Rashi in the very beginning is, why does Rashi skip over the whole sheet of Rav in the Mishnah? Mm-hmm. Seemingly, he's skipping over the whole sheet of Rav. Because he says the Korah is just Mishum Heker. But Rav held it was Mishum Pesach. Right?
But that's also not, that's also using Hecker engine. Right?
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
What did you say those two ways of using Hecker?
Oh, we didn't say the second way of using Hecker. We only have one way of using, but I'm trying to say is that even when you say Pesach, it doesn't mean making a real Pesach. It means a hecker of Pesach. This idea will come up again.
Because
otherwise you have a Pesach anyway, and you're not really making a Tzuras at Pesach. I mean, you're not really using, this is not a really a normal way of making a Pesach. Yeah. What? All right, so what? So you have to say that what? That according to, I don't remember what we put on here anymore, but it comes out that what? That it seems like that what? The Midaraisa, you certainly see from Tosas, the Midaraisa by Klayim, even Rav agrees that Tzuras Pesach works. How does it work by Klayim? It means to say you can't grow the different minim next to each other. So if you just had an open field, you'd have to distance them by a certain amount of space. But if you had a mechitza between them, you can grow them right next to the mechitza. So strangely enough, if you have a Tzuras Pesach, Midaraisa, you're allowed to grow the Minim right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Right? And there's no requirement that Tzuras Pesach be less than 10 amas wide. So that's what Tosa says on Vav, that Rav really agrees, Midaraisa, the Tzuras Pesach works. Right? The only question is he saying, the only problem with that is that the Gemara here on Beis on Beis seems to imply from the Heichal and the Ulam that the Ulam doesn't have, at least the way the Marsha is learning, that the Ulam doesn't have a Shem Pesach, even though it does have a Tzuras Pesach. Right? Mm-hmm. And that would seem to be Daraisa. That would seem to be Daraisa. Unless you can say all these psukim are just the smachtas, it's strange. Because they say it's totally on the Kedusha. It seems to be it's a Daraisa issue. So you'll have to say, you have to come up with a strange chiluk. You have to say like this.
Well, then there's a reason to say that it has about the Shem Pesach over there by Kalani.
That by, but it has a Shem Pesach. It has to have a Tzuras, it has to, it's a Tzuras of Pesach.
Yeah.
It is a Tzuras of Pesach.
I'm saying so maybe it has,
so you have to say a Tzuras of Pesach, so that's what Daniel is saying. That the Tzuras of Pesach can function as Mechitza, or it can function as Pesach. Well, you're saying like this. You're really saying, according to Rav, Tzuras HaPesach... See, Tosfos asks another question. He says, according to Rav... How does it go? No, according to Rav, you never need a Tzuras HaPesach, really, on a Mavoi. Right? On a regular Mavoi, you never need a Tzuras HaPesach. Because all you need is a Lechi. Right? A Lechi or a Korah. Tzuras HaPesach is just a lechi mikan, and the korah agabov.
You already have it.
Once you start making the Tzuras HaPesach, you already have a lechi. So everything else you do is unnecessary. Now, of course, you do sometimes need the Tzuras HaPesach. Like if it's a mavoi that's open on both sides, then you do need the Tzuras HaPesach. That's more like a mechitza, you're saying.
Right.
That's more like, functions more like a mechitza.
Right, but there's no logic to say that by Klein you need a Shem Pesach.
Right, you need a mechitza. By Klein. So it comes out that what? That according to Rav, you're going to have to say according to Rav, a Pesach really is just defined by the mechitzos that surround the break. Right? Pesach is really defined by the space contained within the mechitza. So we have a mavoi, and you have the two walls, the three walls, and then you have the opening. That's what defines it as a Pesach. Right? Tzuras HaPesach doesn't... a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't do that. Right? So then even if you had... if it was wider than 10, so it wouldn't have the Shem Pesach from the structure. And you can't, with a Tzuras HaPesach, create a Pesach. You might be able to create some din mechitza, but the hecker here is a hecker of Pesach. That's the problem. The hecker that you need is not a hecker of mechitza, it's a hecker of Pesach. Right? But you can get into one problem. That what if you have a mavoi that's mefulash, it's open on both sides, you still can't fix it with a tzuras, according to Rav, You still can't put up a Tzuras HaPesach if it's bigger than 10.
Oh, so you're saying it should...
It does have some din of Pesach, it would seem, according to him still. I'll have to think about that. But,
it's not logical to say that building a structure of a Pesach doesn't give it a Shein Pesach. Like, that's what you're using it as a doorway, like, isn't it? It seems to be that if you're building a structure of a doorway, it has a Shein Pesach.
Well, you can't take that too far, because you can't just put a Torah Pesach on the floor and say you have a Pesach now on the floor.
Right,
like,
so that's
it's
like
functioning
like
in the door. You need, what? Okay,
yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So you need a certain, it's only going to work on top of a certain Pesach when it's built around a certain Pesach. So I mean, Pesach itself has to be taken to is part of what allows that definition to be called. You know?
Right. He's saying it's not just the framing that makes it a Pesach.
Right.
There's a certain character of a certain type of entrance and exit. If it's too wide, it's not considered an entrance and an exit anymore. It's just considered open. That's not a Pesach. A Pesach is not a pirtza. Pesach is not right. Has to be a functional thing for this containment. It can't be just a deterioration of the containment. I mean, that's the fine line between the Pesach. Pesach means that the area is contained, but there's access to it. There's a certain point, though, where the access is so great, you're breaking the containment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a pirtza already.
But I don't understand. How can something not be a Pesach, but yet still be in a pizza?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
What's the question?
How is it a Pesach and not a mechitza?
No, the opposite.
How is it a mechitza and not a Pesach?
Because
mechitza seems more... Mechitza seems more substantial than Pesach.
Yeah, you're saying that there's too much open space to be a Pesach.
In other words, maybe, I don't know if you needed something out of the Shein Mechitza by climb. I don't know.
Right. I mean, it's not really a kasha why it's just a Pesach won't work on a mavli bigger than 10 according to Rav. That's simply because the only matter the Pesach of a mavli. You have to look at it before the takana and then ask, is this a takana to the Pesach of a mavli? But how are we coming out now? According to Rav, what? According to Rav, a Tzuras HaPesach, like the Rashba says, a Tzuras HaPesach is not Maila, not Morir. It does nothing. It does nothing in terms of... In terms of the Shein Pesach. It does nothing in terms of the Shein Pesach. I mean, it's an interesting thing. According to the other way to learn, right, where you hold that it will work on a bigger than 10, right, it comes out an interesting thing, doesn't it? Because now, in other words, before you had the Tzuras HaPesach, you had a Pirtza here, right? Let's say the other way of learning, like Rav Nachman, that you're not learning it from Heichal at all. It has nothing to do with Heichal, right? It has nothing to do. The Korah has nothing to do with making a hecker of Pesach. It's just a hecker that was just different, right? So why will the Tzuras Pesach work? So it would seem that's like we were saying the other day. That what? That if, in other words, why is the Tzuras Pesach going to work? Yeah, but the Mavi with 10 also is a Pesach. Right? So you have to say that what? I mean, you should have to put a lechi on the Tzuras HaPesach now. It was the Tzuras HaPesach, let's say you had a Mavi with 10. So you have a Pesach. Right? But you need to do a Takana. You need a Heker. Right? So now, let's say I have a Mavi that's greater than 10. So I don't have a Pesach. Okay, so the Tzuras HaPesach will give it a Shein Pesach now. But now it should just be like just getting it back to a regular Mavoi. Right?
Well, couldn't it also serve to, it's like by climate, it differentiates between two spaces.
So you have to say that what? It'll make the Pesach and be a Heker at the same time? It'll make the Pesach and be a Heker at the same time? I guess it's, I mean,
that's... Why? I mean, it has the Lachi and the Korah.
As a lechi and a korah. I have to think about that. I have to look into that. It's an interesting point. All right. So tomorrow we'll continue with the question of if the korah is lower than is higher than 20, or if it's partly lower, partly higher, on Gimel Aleph.